Now, through the ancient hamlets, the dog runs swiftly on, through parishes where people knew his name as Rugazan and Bargist, as Gallitrot or Scarp. It differed, but the fear remained the same. And breaking open country, he meets the coaching road, then northwards into Norfolk under stars. He sees the flashing headlights across the empty fields and hears the busy swish of distant cars. Then, coming to the crossroads, it's Gibbet standing there. He stalks the shadow of an earlier time, the highwaymen whose corpses stared eyeless at the sky and hung in stinking penance for their crime. Their ragged, dirty breeches and maggot-ridden mouths, the bloated flesh which blackened in the sun, in service as a warning to idle passers-by that life is ended easy as begun. The gibbet creaks obscenely as Shuck slinks knowing by, his yellow stockade teeth bared in a grin. He takes the road to Acle, then out across the broads to half-forgotten villages within, where, twinkling through the branches of weeping willow trees, the narrow boats are moored up for the night. He hears the muted laughter and passes by outside, through river mist in broken spears of light. Along the tangled towpath, behind the lock gate pubs, the smell of beer in smoky, stooping halls, the pikes in dusty cases, the hooks and weights and flies, the ancient winter duck guns on their walls. He looms up out of darkness, matte fur and saucer eyes, to scare some tipsy boatman lurching by, and conjure in his victim the old remembered saying, "'Tis snarl you, and you see him, you mun die.'